Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the Cities Podcast. What is total employment? Well, it's defined as that point when everyone who's employable is actually employed. And with the jobless rates in Iowa and Illinois actually hovering near 3%, have we reached that point? In Iowa, the state also changing the rules when it comes to the long-term unemployed, as it makes it a bigger mission to retrain its workforce. So we talked with the director of the Iowa Workforce Development Agency, Beth Townsend, from her home in Des Moines. And we were talking about the fact that you're talking to me working from home kind of underlines what the new economy is like.
Absolutely, Jim. We are just like other employers. We want to make sure that we're providing as many benefits and incentives to people to work at Iowa Workforce Development. And so a hybrid working model is one of those.
So getting back to the original question, are workers in the driver's seat now? Because it seems like we've got this whole great resignation, as it's being called. People are looking for better paying jobs or for more flexible hours or for even better respect in the workplace.
Oh, I think they're absolutely in the driver's seat, as evidenced by all of the national signals we've been seeing. The quit rate is very, very high. Wages have continued to rise. Employers are moving to the way that, are changing the way that they do their work. They're providing more options to people in terms of going to these four-day work weeks or working from home or a hybrid method. So employees are absolutely in the driver's seat.
Especially skilled employees, is that not correct?
Well, that's always been the case, Jim. Even pre-pandemic, we had a skills gap such that individuals who have jobs in occupations that require more than a high school diploma have always had many more options than anyone else. And that remains true. We're still in a skills gap.
We have really seen a great push for apprenticeships and trade school and education along those lines. The community colleges have been offering so many courses as well. It seems like more people need to take control of their lives and to make use of those options.
Well, now's the time. I mean, and what I love about some of the things that we're doing with some new initiatives is we're helping people who filed for unemployment recently to find new opportunities and to reach for those occupations or jobs that they might have thought were out of their reach, because employers are willing to train on the job. So if now is the time, if you have an interest in changing occupations or upskilling, there are programs available, there are employers who are willing to train you while you work. I mean, this is the time to really figure out a good career path.
And what is generally the career path people should be looking at? Because we've got Amazon, who is building an automated warehouse in the Quad Cities. We have, you know, manufacturing jobs that are available in certain areas. But also the service industry always seems to need people. And as we said, skilled trades.
Absolutely. Plus IT and healthcare. I mean, healthcare is in really kind of a crisis mode in terms of their workforce, because those individuals worked probably harder than anybody else through the pandemic, which is saying something, because there were a lot of people who worked very hard, but certainly no one more than our healthcare. So we're seeing some burnout and just people who are looking for other options. So now's the time. I don't care what industry you're in or what industry you're looking to get into.
I think it is interesting when you point out the burnout factor in so many different career paths. People went through this pandemic in a very stressful situation. They're coming out of it basically changed people.
That's right. I mean, we saw a lot of people who changed occupations as a result of the pandemic, but we've also seen a lot of people going back to, you know, we've seen a good increase in leisure and hospitality jobs. They're up 13,000 jobs since over the last year. So that's a good sign, because we know that we need individuals who work in those industries to get back to work. Manufacturing is up over 6,000 jobs in the same time frame, and retail is up. So people are getting out of their houses. They're going back to living a more normal life, and that takes people to support that.
It is interesting that you do bring up, let's say, the leisure hospitality being, you know, whether it's restaurants or perhaps hotels, or if you talk about retail sales, sometimes those are the lower income or even tip-based jobs. Are we seeing wages increase in those areas for those people that are interested in those fields?
The larger growth we have seen in wages has been in retail and hospitality. And I have to push back a little bit on you, Jim, or my friend Jessica Dunker will probably give me a call. But, you know, occupations in retail and hospitality and in the restaurant are a great pathway for long-term good careers. I mean, you need management skills. You know, we have culinary arts. All of our community colleges have culinary art programs. So it's a misnomer to think that these are just jobs that are low skill, low wage, with no growth or opportunities. That's just not the case in our restaurant and hospitality jobs.
And as you pointed out, the jobs are plentiful. I mean, the area of hospitality and retail is such a big sector in the entire economy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they provide great career opportunities for anybody who's interested in those occupations.
Let's flip the coin for a moment. What are you saying to employers now? I mean, the ones that are desperate to find workers.
Well, what we're saying to employers is, you know, you kind of need to reevaluate, number one, how you're recruiting. You may need to update your recruiting methods. So just posting jobs on a website or in the newspaper is probably not going to do it. We also are talking to them about listening to their employees, making some changes in terms of how the work gets done. I think we've seen a lot of, as I mentioned earlier, we've seen a lot of employers who have gone to 4-day work weeks, or who have changed up the way they do their shifts to make it easier for people to work when they're available to work.
How critically important is it for Illinois and Iowa to increase its daycare availability? Because that's what we're seeing so often in the work field as well, are parents that are just struggling to find daycare sometimes, or at least affordable daycare.
Well, I can't speak to Illinois, Jim, but what I can tell you in Iowa is that Governor Reynolds has invested over $480 million in the last 2 years in childcare. We just a few weeks ago issued $37 million in grants to expand and increase the number of slots available all over the state. We're going to have another grant coming here shortly. So we are in Iowa making a big investment in expanding the available child care and creating it where we have child care deserts.
Workforce development is really, really focusing right now on the retraining aspect of your agency's work. What are you offering right now that perhaps wasn't offered 5 years ago, when somebody might thought, oh, I don't need them anymore?
So we're focused on the reemployment aspect. So when we have stood up on January 9th, the reemployment case management system. So the first week that you file for unemployment, we're reaching out to you. We're scheduling you with appointments to come in and see us to talk about, you know, what you want to do, what kind of job you're looking for. Let's get that resume updated. Let's make sure your interview skills are up to date. We offer all kinds of classes. We've had thousands and thousands and thousands of Iowans take advantage, and then also help you find that job you're looking for. And we're constantly getting feedback from people saying, I had no idea that I could get a job that's going to pay me $24 an hour. I had no idea that I could get a job in this particular industry, which has kind of always been a dream for me. So we're working really hard to make those connections between those great jobs employers have and the people that are looking for work right now.
What about those that are the long-term unemployed? The state of Iowa is working to get people jobs and get off of public assistance. That's a critical role that you're now playing as well.
It is. And Jim, for a long time, we've always worked with people who have barriers to employment. I mean, life happens. And, you know, whether you have a criminal record or you've had a disability or you've had to take time off work for whatever reason, whatever difficulties you've had in working in the past, we can help you overcome that and help you find a job that's going to say, you know, that gives you another opportunity or a new opportunity at a second act in your life. And now's the time to do that.
We've been pointing out that basically employment is almost back to pre-pandemic levels at around the 3% level. What is total employment to you? Because there are going to be people that are unable to get a job. So are we really close to total employment?
Well, I think that's almost a false or a red herring, Jim. I would say, you know, what is full employment? What I will tell you is that when we have over 90,000 available jobs posted on iowaworks.gov, I don't care what the unemployment rate is, we're not at full employment because we clearly have a lot more jobs that need filled. Right now we have around 55, 56,000 Iowans that are unemployed, and that doesn't include people who dropped out of the labor force altogether. So I think it's a combination of getting people back into the workforce, making them aware of opportunities, helping to fill those available jobs to employers, and having having a better balance between the number of unemployed and the number of open jobs. And we're just really out of whack right now.
Beth Townsend, director of the Iowa Workforce Development Agency.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.